make it easy. Why does Allah have to create? You know, He has to create. Why? Huh?
Because He's a Khalik.
Takbir. Use the names of Allah to explain things. He is Al-Khaliq. Okay, what happened if He doesn't create? What happened if He doesn't create? What happens if He doesn't create? Huh?
Do we take notes on?
Yes. What happens if He doesn't create? Huh? What happens if He doesn't create?
Oh, then this place would be empty.
No. Okay. He is Al-Khaliq. Let me just give you a hint. Okay. Would His name Al-Khaliq a true name or a false name? The name Al-Khaliq of Allah. Is it true name or false name? Is it useful name or useless name?
Useful.
Okay. If Allah doesn't create, He's the creator but doesn't create, then His name, Al-Khaliq, is false. Right? You see the idea here? He has to create. Why? Because He's the creator. That's His nature. And if He doesn't create, then this name is false. Right? And useless too. It's like, what's the use of a name, Al-Khaliq, and you don't create anything? You got it? So, what's the answer? Because He is the creator.
Wait, but isn't His name
Al-Khaliq
because He creates?
Huh? He is the creator. That's His nature. His nature is the creator. So, if His nature is the creator, and that's a true name, or a true nature, and useful, then He has to create. Huh?
But it's not the name that affects the person, it's the person that affects the name. It's like, but he creates, that's why His name is Al-Khaliq. Not, His name is Al-Khaliq, so that's why He creates.
Well, what you said is, does not fit that the nature of Allah is Al-Khaliq. You see? So, He creates, that's why He's Al-Khaliq. Or He creates, then He becomes Al-Khaliq. Or He's Al-Khaliq, or He creates. The right answer is, He creates because He's Al-Khaliq. Because that's His nature. So, His nature is the creator.
Quickly, you're not going to need your textbooks. Because this is a class, we don't go by a textbook. The notes will be online on His website.
So what's the homework?
You just go onto the... the website.
And your homework has to be delivered by email.
Oh.
Has to be.
Otherwise, which is not
possible. Which doesn't have it. So His nature is the creator. And this nature, so the name creator, is either false or useless. Or true and useful.
L comes after A and false.
Huh?
L comes after A and false.
False, yeah. Thank you. You got it? You got the idea here? You got the idea? When I say why Allah created you, yes, to worship Him. But there are so many answers before to reach the answer that to worship Him. Okay. Now the question is, the second question will be, why didn't He just create trees? Why didn't He just create trees? Why He did not create trees?
Because trees can't worship.
Trees and angels who are not
going to corrupt, kill, steal, kill, corrupt, steal, lie, etc.
So why doesn't he just create trees? We said
trees enables them to have free will, but once people do, then they can choose one another.
Exactly, but why? Why didn't he just create the trees and the angels? And this will be demonstration of his name al-Khalq, or his nature al-Khalq, right? The question is why? Right? You understand here? He creates because he's al-Khalq. Well, he can create just angels and trees and planets, and those are not going to cause trouble, kill and lie and all of those. So why did, just think about it, why did he choose to create, or did he choose to create humans who have, and jinn who have free will, and they screw up big time? Huh? Any thought? Yes. Right, but there is another answer that is, what you said is right, but there's another answer which is more direct. Huh?
So we can worship him?
Yes, that's at the end. At the end we'll reach to that. But before there, why didn't he just create trees and angels? And that's it, stop. You know, don't have to create humans who screw up things and mess up things. Think about the names of Allah. Everything can be explained using the names of Allah. So the answer here has to do with another name of Allah. Huh? How about Al-Ghafoor? Does it give you a hint?
What does it mean?
Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving.
Can't you use a Rahman?
The most forgiving. The most forgiving. How's the name?
Okay, because the name, the most forgiving, wouldn't exist unless somebody did something wrong, and therefore he created us.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar. Takbir! And Allah said that. Said, I created you with a, so that when you make mistakes, you repent and ask for my forgiveness, then I forgive you. So now, if this doesn't happen, then the name Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving, is going to be false or useless. False and useless. So, it's either false and useless, or true and useful. You got it? True and useful. False and useless, true and false. If Allah creates only angels and trees, then would his name Al-Ghafoor would be useful or useless?
Useless.
Because with trees, do they make, do they lie? Do they cheat? Do they make mistakes? No. So they don't need forgiveness. How about the angels? Do angels need forgiveness?
No.
Yes, and also they don't have temptations. Angels don't have temptations. So angels worship Allah the way we breathe. Look. Is it hard to breathe? You breathe naturally, right? You breathe naturally. Can I say, hey guys, I know how to breathe. You don't? No, it comes naturally. So angels worship Allah naturally, the way we breathe. Got it? It's not challenging at all to them. They are not being challenged with temptations and lower desires. Got it? You see here? Angels are not challenged by temptations or lower desires. We are, and the shaitan and the jinn are challenged by the bad, evil temptations. Got it? So, to elaborate on that, we have Allah has two kinds of creation. Here, free will. No free will. And the free will ones, they are challenged by temptations. And no free will, here's a challenge by temptations and lower desires. And on the other side here, not tempted at all. They are not tempted. They really not tempted. You got it? Can you name few temptations, bad temptations? Selfishness, huh? Greed, selfishness and greed, what else?
Gluttony.
Huh? Yes, gluttony, which is eat too much, right?
Lust.
Huh?
Lust.
Lust.
Sloth.
Huh? What else? Come on with bad evil temptation. How about arrogance?
It's true though.
Yeah. How about arrogance?
Yes, envy.
Envy, good. What else?
Hatred.
That's right. How about jealousy?
Wrath.
Jealousy, yes.
Jealousy?
How about
lying?
Lying.
So here we have selfishness, greed, arrogance. Arrogance, selfishness, greed, arrogance,
envy,
sloth, it's
laziness, is easy and noisy. Laziness is 1Z or 2Z's? Huh?
1Z.
1Z, laziness. And love of power.
That's great.
Yeah. So let's put ETS.
Oh, you forgot lust.
Lust.
Really? You just got it right there.
ETS. Okay. Now,
now
think about it.
We do wrong things.
We do wrong things. Okay, we need to focus here. So, angels will never do anything wrong because they don't have temptations. We get tempted, right? You get tempted to lie. You get tempted to be jealous. You can be tempted to be arrogance. Ego. Ego also the one of the worst ones. Ego. I am Master, Doctor, Al Zaini. Nobody is better than me in this planet. You know?
Put the camera.
Yeah, those who take notes, they usually go and just do the homework from the notes. Just type them, they become the homework.
But so wait, what is the homework today?
Okay, you will, yeah, I want you to visit the, I can tell you what's the homework now, but I want you to visit the website to know what the homework is.
Wait, are you going to get folders to put folders?
Get what?
They may get that to you in the penalty here. I don't know. I asked and she's just like,
please.
It's in there. Okay. Now, why would angels be mean? Why would angels be mean if they don't have the temptation of meanness? Why would they do evil? I mean, come on. They are not tempted.
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't because they don't have temptations. Like, you understand? Why would anybody do something wrong if that person doesn't have temptations? Temptations are the one that make us do wrong and lower desires. Temptations and lower desires are the bad that makes us do wrong things. You got it? You understand this very clearly? All right. So now, that's why I said, why doesn't Allah just create angels?
Quit the photographer.
So the people... The people, the two creations that have free will are jinn and ins, which is jinn and al-jinn wal-ins. You know, ins are, what is ins? Al-Jinn wal-Ins. Here, angels. Malaika. The sun. Moon. The sun and moon. The sun doesn't have a choice, by the way. The sun.
Isn't it a living thing, though?
It is a creation.
All things have.
It is creation. Everything is a creation. And there's a special language that this creation communicates with Allah. Special language that you don't know about. It's not talking. It's a certain connection between those and Allah. Now, Allah is making it easier than that. The sun and the moon are created by the laws of nature, or the laws of Islam are controlled by what? Laws of nature or laws of Islam?
Laws of nature.
Laws of nature, that's right.
You're not supposed to erase
that. Oh. You're being younger than everyone, aren't you? Just to mess everyone around.
Did you take pictures
of
this?
She's smart around because you were invited.
Because her dad's a teacher.
Hold on, let me finish.
Technically, she's part of the class.
So... Okay, let me focus here. Okay, so sun and moon are controlled by what? Controlled by 1L or 2?
2.
Controlled by the laws of nature. Okay, so the laws of nature, nobody can break the laws of nature. Can anybody break the laws of nature? For example, there's a law of nature that says we humans can't fly with wings. Would you be able to fly, of course, without an aeroplane? By yourself?
Oh, I feel like no. Wings.
No, you know what? No, I tell you why. The muscles that move the wings in a bird is 1/3 of the weight of the body. So yeah. if you weigh a bird...
Isn't it the bones? The bones that...
No, the muscles. The muscles.
The muscles.
Yes. The muscle that moves the wings in the bird. So if the bird, in order for you to fly, then if you weigh 150 pounds, you need to have 50 pounds in muscles.
that moves the wing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even
you see? So if the bird is 3 bounds, 1 bound are the muscles moving the wings.
I never wanted to fly anyway, so.
Okay. Now, can you stop the sun? Like, can you remember that it's the laws of nature nobody can break? You can't break the laws of nature. Can you change? Can the sun come 5 minutes late?
No.
I guess not.
Or 5 minutes early?
No.
The schedule that you have, scheduled time, is scheduled for the prayer.
Okay? It's constantly changing, though, depending on rotation of the earth and the sun.
Yeah. Every year it's the same.
All those logistics.
No. Every year it's the same.
I do not ask for your input.
Hey, hold on. Every year it's the same. It does not change year after year. It is the same.
But the salat times, it gets shorter and shorter.
But that's because of the laws of nature too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm saying the same day every year.
Oh, yeah.
The same day every year is the same. And the schedule of the sun rise and the schedule of the sunset, okay, can never be wrong. Why? Because Allah created the laws of nature to control the earth and the moon. And in the Quran, in Surah Fussilat, Allah said that He talked to the earth and to the earth and to the skies, the heavens, and He said, "You will be submitting. You will have to be submissive to Me. Either you, whether you like it or not." So they said, "Ya Allah, we'll be submissive to You by our will, like whether you." You will, you want or not, so that you say, we want to be submissive to You, Ya Allah. So He controlled them by the laws of nature. Alright? Got it? Okay. So now back, how about us humans, by the way? We're controlled by the laws of nature and laws of Islam. Right? Can you stop yourself from aging?
No.
Because that's a law of nature. Yeah, because that's a law of nature. How about the laws of Islam? Can you break the laws of Islam? Yes. Can you break the laws of nature? No. Got it? So, basically, here, the only ones that are challenging are the jinn and the ins. So now you understand. If you have a choice, and you're being challenged by temptations, what happened, Musa? If you have a choice, and you're being challenged by temptations, okay, wouldn't you make a mistake?
Yeah. No, not all the time.
You will, it depends, but you know, there's no way you can avoid mistakes because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he made mistakes and Allah corrected him.
Didn't he only make one mistake in his whole life?
Huh?
Didn't he only make one mistake in his whole life?
No, many times Allah corrected him in the Quran. He say, وَتَخْشَ النَّاسَ وَاللَّهُ حَقُّ أَن تَخْشَهُ عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّ
Wasn't it? I thought it was something. But we learned that the only sin the Prophet had committed was when he frowned upon the blind man.
No. There's a lot of corrections in the Quran. Allah's correcting the Prophet. And by the way, that's an evidence that the Quran is true, because if Prophet Muhammad would make the Quran, he wouldn't criticize himself, right? So Allah criticizes the Prophet and corrected the Prophet in many places in the Quran. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu la tuta' al-kafirin mushrikina wal-kafirin. وَتَخْشَ النَّاسَ وَاللَّهُ حَقُّ أَن تَخْشَاهُ and all of these things عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ اتَّقِ اللَّهُ alright listen no you can't talk so now because we're jinn and ins and we're not appliances we make mistakes then what after we make mistakes
then we repent
we ask for forgiveness then what would Allah do
then forgive,
forgive us Then the name, his nature, the most forgiving, becomes true and useful. You got it now? You see? Now, he said that if you guys, if you humans, don't sin at all, like angels, okay, I will end your existence and bring another creation
that does
that sins. Why? Because Allah will forgive them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like the guy who killed 99 and then he made them 100. Okay? This guy, Allah forgive him. So this guy is a good example of the Al-Ghafoor, the most, the most forgiven. MashaAllah. طيب, how about the name Ar-Razzaq? Ar-Razzaq, the provider, the supplier. The supplier. So, then Allah wants a creation that wants to eat. Right? And then Allah will supply them with food. Wants to breathe. And Allah supplies them with what? Air. Wants to drink. And Allah supplies them with what? Water. Wants peace. So Allah supplies them with weapons.
Peace.
Okay? Yeah, peace.
Wait. If you want peace, why would He give you weapons?
Because there are people... There are people who are submissive to their evil temptations. There are people who are selfish, greed, arrogance. They wanna make you the slave. They wanna take you as a slave or make you a slave. You got it? And they wanna be the lords. So they try to oppress you. So in order for you, and they are armed, like for example the police. And the bad guys.
But the police isn't a bad group. They're like enforcing.
No, what I'm saying is that the police is the good.
Yeah, they want
guys,
peace.
And the bad guys. Now I need to get the police weapons, right?
Yeah.
Unless the government becomes corrupt.
Then the police is corrupt. But you understand here, the police needs weapons. Why? Because the bad guys have what? Weapons.
To shoot them.
Exactly. So if the police. For law enforcement,
okay,
the police needs weapons.
What I'm trying to say is...
I'm trying to say that you have a need. You have a need, so Allah will supply you with your needs.
But...
Still, even the most Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, which was like one of the worst people that Allah ever created, okay? Allah gave him so much power and money and...
Because he wanted to see what Pharaoh
would
do.
Yeah, I'm coming to you there. I'm coming to you. So another name is the supplier. The supplier. And the provider. So we have needs that He supplies. Supplies.
Do you want me to erase that out?
I'll erase it. Just take a picture of this. Okay. Things start to make sense, huh? Because everything is the nature of Allah. Your nature will reflect on your and the things your product, right? If you have a good product, then you're a smart engineer, right? But if you're not a smart engineer, then you wouldn't have good product, right? So this life is the product of who?
Allah.
So the nature of Allah is always going to reflect on the product of Allah, which is the heavens, creations, humans. Focus here. Focus with me. All right. So now we come into the test. The test.
The spiritual test.
The test. Yeah, the test here. The test. Allah wants to find out. Here. Because we have a free will or free choice, okay, we can do good and bad. The good one benefits from the name of Allah, Ash-Shakur. The most thankful. the most thankful. The bad get punished by the name of Allah, Shadeed Al-Iqab.
The punisher.
Yes. Or Al-Muntaqim. Shadeed Al-Iqab is the most severe in punishment, or his punishment is the worst. His punishment is the worst. His revenge, that's this one, and this one, his revenge is the worst. You see? Criminals who rape people, criminals who kill people, criminals, they get the other name, which is what? The most severe in revenge and the most severe in punishment. Got it? So the names of Allah will come true and useful by when we are giving the test. Another thing is that can I erase this?
Wait, no, that part. Oh, wait.
This part? How about this part? There's another reason. Now, there's another reason, which is to recognize the good nature of Allah. I'll give you an example.
Turn the flash off.
Oh yeah, you're doing flash? Has to be off.
Alright.
So let me ask you a question. If you live in a planet that all the food is sweet, there's nothing sour at all. So your food is sweet all the time.
That'd be disgusting.
Okay? No, it's not about that. If I then give you a piece of chocolate, okay? And then I ask you,
eat it.
No, and then I ask you, after you eat it, I ask you, how was it? Was it sweet? What would be his answer or her answer?
It was salty.
No? Remember that
it was normal.
The normal, who said that?
Me.
Yeah.
It's your TA, you're not supposed to give the answers. Hmm? Yeah.
Let's not get into these discussions. So if we have only light, daylight, if we always have day, we don't have night. And then I ask you, okay, oh, this is nice day. You say, what do you mean, day? Oh, you say, there's night. Night? I've never seen night. It's always have been like that. Right?
Inception.
Just like, you know, the rich, spoiled kids.
Pay attention.
The rich, spoiled kids. When you talk to them about hunger and poverty, it's like, you know, they don't know. They have not. Yeah, they have not felt such a thing before. Okay? Or... So here we go. The opposite, in order to appreciate the good, the quality, you have to suffer from the what?
The bad.
Exactly. In order to appreciate the daylight, you have to see what?
Darkness.
Darkness. In order to appreciate the sweetness of the chocolate, you have to eat the sour of the food. You got it?
Yeah.
Yes. In order to know the bad, you have to be good. Or in order to appreciate, you have to be challenged. Like, can I claim that, hey guys, I am a hero because I know how to breathe?
Ooh, that makes me know.
You know what I'm saying? No. Because you don't get credit for breathing because it's not challenging, it's natural. But you get challenged for what? Oh, I am a hero because I don't lie. Yes, you're a hero. Right? Why? Because if you can keep yourself from lying, you're really good. Okay? So, the bottom line here that I'm getting at is, in order to appreciate the qualities of Allah, we have to see the what? The opposite.
The other side.
Exactly. So, what is the opposite of Allah? Shaytan. So, this is Allah. And his opposite is Shaytan. What do you want to spell it? Oh, Shaytan.
But in order to make Shaytan the opposite, he would have to have like equal power. But that's not true.
Not equal power. Because
yes, equal power.
Oh, it would be a disaster.
But you have to think about it this way. It's easier to do bad than
it's
to do good.
It's opposite to the goodness of Allah. I'm going to explain. So, this is the Satan. The Satan. Allah is Allah's kind. The Shaytan is what?
Mean.
Allah is gives true promises. Shaytan is what? Gives what? Fake promises. Yeah, fake promises. Hey, you'd be good if you kill. Yeah, that's what he did. Okay, ask me. How could Qabil kill his brother Habil? Just think about it. Temptation of jealousy, right?
Stone.
Temptations start in your heart like a small little temptation. If you let it grow, it will turn you into a monster, like it did with Qalun. It did with what?
Qalun.
I'm just.
Was that again?
Qabil! Did with who? Qabil. He had jealousy from his brother, right? He was jealous from him. He's jealous of him, right? He was jealous, right?
Yes.
And then, because he's jealous, he killed him. Now, how would you turn a human into a monster? When you kill your brother, you are what?
A monster.
So how you turn a human into a monster? The temptation of jealousy, started growing and growing and what? Growing.
And it got worse, so then...
And then it took control of him. It controlled him. Alright? Controlled the shaytan. I'm sorry, controlled the Qabil. Controlled Qabil. So, there is submission. Or Islam. Submission or what? Islam. Islam is what? Submission. Submission is what? Islam. So you can be doing Islam to Allah, and there is Islam to temptations. So this is called test of Islam. So what is the test of Islam that we go through? Give me an example of a test of Islam. I'll give you the first example. In Ramadan, your temptations and desires are calling you for what?
Food
and drink. Yeah, hungry, thirsty.
Doing all your like prayers on
Exactly. Laziness.
Yeah, you mean
laziness. Right. I don't want to pray. Laziness. I don't want to wake up for Fajr. Laziness. You got it? So, what I'm trying to say here is that you have a lot of tests of Islam. When the Fajr prayer calls, you either going to wake up and pray or you're just going to fail the test. Either you pass the test or fail the test. Okay. So, if you're submissive in Ramadan, if you're submissive to Allah, then you will listen to who? Allah. And stop what? Eating and drinking. What if you're submissive to your temptations? Then you will do what?
Eat
and drink. So, basically, the people who are submissive to their temptations are the ones who fail the test of Islam. Got it? Which is the trial or the test. To be tested, that's the test of Islam. Got it? All right. So when you do the test of Islam, those who do good, they deserve the name Ash-Shakur, the most thankful. Who can thank more than Allah? Who can thank more than Allah?
But who does Allah have to thank?
The good guys. And Allah is the worst in punishment and revenge. Who gets the worst punishment and revenge? The bad guys.
The people who don't worship him.
The bad guys.
Yeah.
Call them the bad guys. Got it? So, test of Islam, like test of fasting. Test.
You don't have to write test of everything.
Yeah. Why not? Test of fasting. Test of praying. Test of fasting, test of praying. Huh? Test of honesty. Yeah. Test of kindness.
Jealousy. Yeah. Jealousy. Jealousy is not a prayer. Test of impatience because
test of jealousy. Now, what made Qabil kill his brother Habil is because of what? Jealousy. Now, how could jealousy control someone, turn him into a monster? To kill your brother, you know how did he kill his brother?
Because his whole life he was just jealous and it was so much jealousy that
controlled him. Takbir. You know how did he kill his brother?
With a rock.
He left with a rock, and his brother was sleeping on another rock. So he dropped the first one, so his brother had
not waited on him.
Crushed like
tomatoes. That's so sad.
Crushed like tomatoes.
You seriously?
You know? Now the question is, was he a monster or a human when he did that?
Monster.
Now what did turn him into a monster?
Jealousy.
Now, you will get the feeling of jealousy. All of us will get the feeling of jealousy. But the question is, if you're smart, you kill the feeling of jealousy when it's still a newborn baby. How?
By getting whatever.
How? By not thinking about it. By what? Not thinking about it. By what?
Not.
How do you prevent the jealousy from growing?
Not thinking about it. But it's kind of like hard when imagine if you want something the other person has, but they always feel like they want to use it all the time. It's like right in front of you. It's kind of hard.
That's the test. You want to stop thinking about it. If you feel a temptation, stop thinking about it. Stop. If you keep thinking about it, take a picture. If you keep thinking about it, listen, if you keep thinking about it, it will grow and grow. Right? What happens? Qabil, just like she said, Qabil had little jealousy at the end. Because he kept thinking about it, it grew until it controlled him. You got it? So, if you, like for example, the love of money. Love of money can blind your eye, right? And can make you do wrong things, right?
Yeah.
So, how do you resist that? But stop thinking about money. Stop. Okay? Change the subject. Think about something else. If you keep thinking about money, you become a slave of money.
Oh, if you think about food, then you'll be fat, right?
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. That's a good example. You know how the people who try to lose weight, I mean, many of them fail. Why? Because they keep thinking about what? Food. And then the hunger, the more.
And you become hungry.
Exactly.
They're probably like, I'm not going to eat any donuts.
Right, but you got the point here? You got it? So, last thing we need to know. How do you prevent temptations from growing?
Stop thinking about it.
Change the subject. Think about something else. Alright? Change the subject. Alright.
What if it's like something
good?
Temptations?
Oh, okay.
We're talking about evil temptations. Stop about it. If you're jealous, stop thinking about it. What Qanun, you know, what was his name? Qabil did. He kept thinking about it. Everybody likes me. They don't like me.
Wasn't it because yearly he gave like sacrifice? Habil gave goats and then Allah burned them to ashes, but then he rejected his crops.
That's later, at the end. When it's, you know, just like...
Isn't that why he was jealous, though?
No, he's jealous from day one.
Oh.
All right. Thank you very much. And remember, you have to visit the site for homework.
This is an easy way to explain it.
I still fast twice.
Oh, you did pass the class, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then why do you carry me back?
Good question.
No, because in sixth grade, I passed in fifth grade. And then my mom was like, oh no, do it again. You didn't learn more. And so then she made me take it again. And then I passed it again.
So,
and then the very next year, I came to you.
And then I got you.
They put me in a green class for Arabic. So the ones who are underage, they just dumped them in an extra class.
Why are they letting underage kids teach?
That's what I'm scared of.
She's underage.
I'm underage. I don't want to teach you.
I could have been a teacher last year.
I was
wondering.
You have to be at least 16.
No.
Yeah, at 26.
Brother Shaheed told us we could be a teacher. Or all three of us could be one teacher.
A war.
In the heart. All three of us are teachers.
This one.
Didn't I tell her?
What?
Yeah.
The warm in the heart. To warm the heart as cold as ice.
Darker than the blackest ice.
Yes. See?